listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 20th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you and glad to have you, those joining us live as well as those listening in the archives. We appreciate you taking the time to spend with us to take this journey into metaphysical humanism. This program is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight, I think we're going to have a little bit more of an open discussion, Dr. Vicki, but I know that you had, you know, some interesting points that we were talking about ahead before the broadcast.
Well, you know, we've kind of talked about this before, but to preface this, I just started a new job. Now, everybody, I like to work an extra job outside the home. And, yeah, it's a little extra money, but it gets me out. And I finally found one that really suits me. I like it. Working at the hospital, patient ambassador, greet the people, you know, COVID screening. And I'm liking it, to be honest. Look, everybody that goes in a hospital has some kind of suffering mm-hmm. going on, you know, whether it's visiting somebody and they're stressed or whatever. But that's our job, right? That's kind of what we do. What I have noticed is how burned out the staff is, how jaded they are in some ways, frustrated, yeah. and how difficult that is. And it really got me thinking that, look, there's lots of stuff saying, please, you know, respect your health workers, respect the servers, respect people because, you know, they're all, you know, going through a hard time. But you don't realize what a hard time they're really going through. They have been pushed around and really emotionally beaten up. There's the anti-vaxxers.
Exactly.
You know, the people who don't believe in COVID, the people who throw mm-hmm. temper tantrums and, you know, and the conspiracy theorists. And who knew? Somebody going into the hospital, giving them a hard time. It just kind of, what?
People that refuse to accept the truth and refuse to, you know, take the precautions or take the necessary steps to protect themselves and to recover. But it's bad enough when you're going through something like a pandemic where even if there's not a high fatality rate in that moment in that time, but the people who get very sick take up, you know, a lot of time, a lot of attention, a lot of resources, plus the long-term effects. But the weight and the strain that puts on these people, you know, and then on top of that, you know, with what you're talking to me about and their burnout, I can just imagine, on top of already dealing with an overload on your, you know, staff and resources and time, you have people that are angry with you, that are, you know, accusatory, that are at times potentially violent, And it's just deeply unfortunate. But you are in the perfect place. You are somebody that can always connect and always, you know, find a way to uplift.
Well, you know, one of the things I thought of today is they need me.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I don't mean to blow my own horn here, but it just occurred to me that no matter how people feel about it, no matter what your opinion is, no matter whether you think somebody that COVID's real or not, whether you think vaccines are horrible or not, I don't think that's even the point. When there's a system in place, mm-hmm. and there are just good people trying to follow the rules, they're trying to do the right thing in their particular positions. You know, they're beating up the wrong people, like the general public in their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that out on, you know, the workers. Take that up with the politicians. Take that up with the administration. Take that up with the higher-ups. Because these people, they're just on ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
It's don't take it out on them. You know, it's just a tough time for everybody. So, you know, there's a number of people who have started their new jobs, started new positions, so they're getting new blood in there. And I think that, you know, it's kind of a fresh start in it. So, and that's where I kind of feel that I can make a bit of a difference, not just to the people coming in.
Yeah.
And because I don't feel it's a hard job myself. I mean, if you know that everybody coming in is in pain, stressed, whatever, you just kind of deal with people one at a time. And that's not to say I won't have bad days or difficult moments, but it's okay. You know, and take a little bit of pressure off of the people who have been having a hard time these last couple of years. So, you know, we have to give credit where it's due. And I think all frontline workers, whether they're, I don't care if they're working in a restaurant, they're working, you know, at your local Home Depot, Canadian Tire. You know, these are people just trying to get through a day. And be more respectful and stand up to those who are being disrespectful. It's just to say, hey, look, you know, we're all having a bad day, and just chill. You know, so I think that's how we can all support each other.
Absolutely.
And we've all been in this situation. So I have to interrupt for a moment. Michael, your sound is coming through my system, not my headset, so I don't know how that's relaying through the sound.
Well, you sound good on my end. Can you hear me okay?
I'm just hoping that the crowd can hear okay and you're not coming through my system into my microphone. That's all. I don't know how that's going on air. So if anybody's having a difficult time, let me know and I will try to re-plug in here.
No, it sounds good. And so you can hear me, correct?
I can hear you.
All right, we're good to go.
It's through my system, so it's also going through my microphone.
Ah, gotcha. But no, I would be able to hear it.
Okay.
Anything that I can hear, they can hear. So if I can't hear it, we're good.
Audra own Wendy's sound says it's all okay. That's good.
And that was a fantastic way to kill about 30 seconds of time on the night where we're kind of wandering and kind of jumping from topic to topic. Yeah. I say that as a joke to kind of, you know, feel fine.
For those who are asking, Dr. Kevin is saying, is this a Canadian hospital? Yes, it is. Hmm. I'm in Western Canada, BC, specifically the northern central Okanagan. It's probably one of the more beautiful places in Canada, to be honest, other than the far east coast. So honestly, I just kind of found a place that I feel good about, and you know, after this initial orientation, I can work 2-3 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever I want. So it's a really good supplement for me, and it gets me out. And you know, another thing I thought of today, Michael, working with people, was feeling a sense of purpose. You know, that feeling like you're contributing some way. You might be even a smile, or, you know, good luck on your tests, or I hope it goes well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those very little moments where you feel like you're contributing to people. And that made me feel good for a moment. And
the
reminder for all of us.
I mean, the way I see it, I mean, you're a natural guide in life in many ways, and you continue to do that at this hospital, kind of guiding people in the direction they need to go. ultimately, you're being, you know, the way I see it from the description I've heard so far, you're going to be exactly where you need to be, as you said before, and also, you know, doing something that is, you know, a natural, you know, talent, and making the world a little better in each, in little ways, and in big ways each and every day. And that, what more can you ask?
Yeah. You know, Dr. Mike is saying in the chat that he is just in the process of getting over COVID. I had COVID at the beginning of May, Dr. Mike. I know Wendy's had COVID. A few people here have. And I have also been vaccinated. I had it quite bad, to be honest, and then I got long COVID with a chest infection. And so I'm now with my naturopath, and I might just make a suggestion to people that naturopathic treatments is, you know, a possibility if you're into that. Do what you need to do, but I combine Western and alternative medicine, and it's really improving. So I did the antibiotics from my doctor. It took a little convincing that I had an infection because, oh, long COVID, they say it takes a long time, but no, I knew I had an infection.
Yeah.
And and here's the thing. I was doing all the right things also, but it happened that my grandson was here for a weekend. Bless his little heart, he didn't know he had COVID, and it can happen. So, you know, I guess it was inevitable at some time. Dr. Edwards said he had it last September, and all he got was a sore tailbone. Well, that's kind of interesting.
Well, and that's the, you know, thing about COVID that was always so, you know, interesting, is that it affects different people in, you know, really different ways, which is why some people would have little to no symptoms and spread it without realizing it, which, you know, it is kind of ingenious. You think about some of these scary, terrifying diseases that, like, you know, Ebola is a wonderful example. It is, I think, one of the more nightmarish diseases in the world today. Immediately inspires fear, but it doesn't transmit as quickly because people get very sick very quickly from it, and it makes it easier to quarantine and isolate. Whereas you could potentially spread COVID for, you know, a day or two before you even show symptoms.
Yeah, it's true.
And so, you know, that's just kind of the thing. It's a numbers game. I mean, yes, the fatality rate is very low, but the transmission rate is very high. So, you know, even 1% or of a large population of people that get it is a lot of people. And that's a lot of strain on the medical system, hence a lot of the burnout. And, you know, I think that's a lot of what we do in life, is try to navigate that kind of burnout that we all come across in a lot of varieties of fields and everyday life. Just living life is hard enough without, you know, the extra stuff thrown on.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, you know, and I had mentioned this a little bit before the broadcast, that it's really about taking these moments of joy in life. And, you know, we heard my dog Mira barking earlier, and she must have seen something out the back. And even before then, I'd heard my dog Ollie, the other one, the other troublemaker, getting something cardboard. I imagine a paper towel roll. He must have gotten it out of the garbage or off the counter if I'd left it. And I was just thinking, I hope this doesn't come across the mic. But even then, it kind of brought a smile to my lips, because they're enjoying the moment. And that's infectious. And it makes me enjoy life more. Mm-hmm. And it's just about enjoying those moments to get through that day. And then, of course, you're going to need to recharge. You can't just be in that stressful moment, that stress mode, that, you know, pressure mode all the time, or you're just going to break eventually.
You know, I think I said this last week or the week before, having that little touchstone that brings a smile to your face, Michael, just like you said about your dogs. You know, we all have to have those little places. I have this, you know, polymer clay cat that I made here on the counter, and I look at it, she's got, you know, bobbly eyes and weirdness, and it's funny. So it's finding ways to ground ourselves and be in the moment. Because, you know, I know a lot of people can relate to this. So seeing some things in the chat, Jeff says that his girlfriend, partner, is an ER nurse, and they both had COVID a month ago. So you know what that is. Dr. Ione had COVID, and she had all the vaccines, but zinc and vitamin C really helped her.
Yeah.
And I know that, by the way, iodine for a few days, a couple of drops of iodine, also kills bacteria really well, people. I'm not trying to write out prescriptions here. I'm just saying that.
For liability purposes, we don't.
I know. Dr. Ayon is saying she's nursing at a summer camp right now. And if the kids even have a sore throat, they run to the infirmary for a COVID test because they're scared. And you see, that's all part of this, the psychology of what we've been through the last couple of years, right?
Well,
it wears on people.
It does. And, you know, I'll admit I was, you know, I'd mentioned this. I've had, you know, just a itchy, kind of mildly stuffy nose, maybe a little bit of sinus pain the last few days, probably allergies, but, I did take a COVID test, you know, one of the ones that you can buy at Walgreens these days. And, yeah, I came back negative, but, you know, it's just about being vigilant and trying to be protective of others as well. But it's rough. I've had known people like yourself that have gotten it that I know, you know, personally in my life. And it really can do a number on you. And then the social toll from the, not just the COVID, but all of the auxiliary effects has been enormous. It's been, you know, a shared experience, but it has been a shared burden. And we all, I think there's a little bit of those, you know, burned out hospital workers in all of us at this point, not just from the pandemic, but the onslaught of, you know, societal upheaval and strife. The drumbeat of, you know, negativity that you get from the media in a lot of ways. And I think that the wonderful thing about metaphysical humanism is it kind of helps bring a balance to your outlook on life, to really focusing on what you can control. And take the wins, take the celebrations. You know, this is a wonderful thing with your, you know, your new path, your new job, with the flexibility that you were looking for, and something that is just perfect for your natural talents. And, you know, you're gonna have a wonderful impact on many people's lives, and you probably won't even know the full extent of it, just how they needed that kindness in that moment.
Oh, thank you, Michael, for saying that. Mm-hmm. It's that, you know, I don't look, it's not like I have to, I'm trying to make a conscious effort of doing that. It's trying to be me. It's just be me and treat everyone with the respect and the dignity that they deserve. And it doesn't matter that they're acting badly. It matters that I don't act badly. See? And that's just being
exactly
true to myself. And with that, and
well,
I really believe that if you just stay true to yourself, know who you are, and stay in your own body, see life from the inside out instead of taking it all on, it is contaminating to others. You know, it just kind of brings the energy down. You know, say, I'm really sorry you're feeling stressed right now. I'd love to help you. But, you know, we really have to see your, you know, COVID passport before we can let you up into the, you know, whatever. And just trying to have a conversation, because it's about being human beings and trying to restore that, because I think a lot of that got way out of whack in the last couple of years. And I have to say the same thing. I haven't been very social out there. So how do we all talk to each other now?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so that's to me, just being calm and being okay.
Yeah.
You know, this woman who's training me, bless her heart, she's a really nice lady, but I call her the COVID police. You know, she's the patient ambassador police. And she said, yes, I am. You know, she marches around and she's just, you know, it's like military training. It's hilarious in my view. I think she's funny. She's taking it real serious.
Yeah.
But I just chill out and let her be the boss, and you knock yourself out. And I think that's what it takes too. It's just just know your place and, you know, help people where you're able to.
Yeah. And you know, it just makes me think of the adage, if you take life too seriously, you won't make it out alive. And the biggest defense we have against, you know, strife and hardship is humor and keeping things lighthearted. It is something that protects our hope. It is something that protects ourselves from, you know, some of the darkness of life. You know, one thing that I was just thinking about is, you know, given the pandemic, at least we all have this shared experience of knowing what it's like to have something shoved up your nostril, you know, every few months. It's something
like
we can
Dr.
all relate
Edward
to now. Yeah.
Dr. Edward is saying that in the chat right now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel like you've been abducted by aliens and they're doing tests.
But, you know, so you just try to find the humor and you try to find the light in each day. You try to find the purpose of your day, you know, of what are we going to bring to the world? And you were talking about, you know, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, or, you know, because it's who you are. You know, that's exactly it. You know, sometimes I try to think of it like this before I, you know, make it an action out, you know, in the world and in my life. I think about what kind of world is this going to help build, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just everything, the macro is just a, you know, combination of all of the millions and billions of microcosm things that are happening. It is a mosaic of different things that all comes together to form a, you know, larger picture. It is, you know, just an intricately woven tapestry. And if we all can build upon the, in, you know, the mass of good things will build upon itself and will create the incentive for more, you know, kindness, more acts of generosity, more tolerance, more understanding. And it builds up this momentum and you get this critical mass of a societal change when enough of the microcosm, you know, becomes a certain way, it affects the total macro of a society and people.
You know, Audra is saying that she likes working in retail in the morning and helping people set the tone and the mood, and, you know, just by being understanding. That's awesome to set the day. But Dr. Mike says it's hard to bloom anything that's 109 out there.
Yeah.
Whoa. Now, okay, let's shift gears here for a minute. The heat absolutely can be unbearable. Heat can stress the body and stress the mind.
Oh, yeah.
And, whoa, I'm so with you, everybody.
I mean, it does seem kind of, you know, coincidental that a lot of the most violent places on the planet are in the hottest places.
Yes.
I know I'm not feeling in a good mood when it's extremely hot, but it makes me think of the Simpsons episode where it's an extremely hot summer and you see, you know, flowers burning up and butterflies bursting into flames in midair and things like that.
Well, you know, we were, where I live, certainly last year, we were in a heat dome, and we also had the forest fires. It was brutal.
Oh, that's...
It was brutal.
Probably.
And, of course, now Europe and the UK are going through that. I know there's parts of the U.S. going through that right now. And, you know, look, people, scientists have started to refer now to the wobble, the Earth's wobble, and how this is shifting around a bit. And we're likely going to see a little more of that. And, of course, there's no such thing as climate change either. But
oh, come on, Dr. Vicky. We know that climate change is real. Don't be so naive. Oh, you're being sarcastic. I get it.
But it's finding ways to... Oh, look, this is not easy. I'm so with everybody who's having a hard time here. It is not easy to get about your day, you know, try to be really top 10 efficient when your body just doesn't want to cooperate, because it's a very real thing. When you're in this much heat, you have to set a place, you know, a pace for yourself. And you have to know your body, make sure you drink enough water, stay hydrated, and that's easy to forget. So yeah, it's really about looking after ourselves. And collectively, we're going to have to find other ways. I know, Michael, you said how much for your AC that you hooked up, you know, how much that's increased your heat bill. So, like, that's also... you know, part of what people are going through is financial stresses.
Sacrifices have been made. I no longer need to be quite so cold. I can tolerate moderately, you know, a little bit of warmness. But I tell you, it's it just in a month it can double just from the heat and things like that. But it's just one of those things that, you know, I think we're unfortunately also going to have to adapt to. As time goes on, you know, these things aren't going away, you know.
No.
Despite what Dr. Vicky says, you know, climate change
kidding.
Is going to be...
Kidding.
I know, I'm just...
I was being facetious.
Ooh, big word of the day right there. It's my favorite word for sarcasm. I throw it out as many times as I can figure a reason to. But
so I guess what we're doing here tonight, and Michael, is reminding everybody, and of course I set the tone by talking about my life, you know, I'm sorry, but... You know, it's reminding ourselves about our humanity.
Absolutely.
And reminding ourselves about staying true to our evolution and who we are, who we want to grow to become. And as metaphysical, you know, students, as well as metaphysicians who are practicing our crafts in our own ways, but also being a humanist, is understanding that we are all in this together. And yeah, like, I won't say the word, but this woman at work said, "Vicky, I don't care what people say. Some people are," and you know, it was, again, I can't say that on air. I said, yeah, I hear you. She said, "No, people lie. People do this. They'll do this to get away with it." And of course, that's part of her, the last 2 years' stress level going up. And you know, that's true. There are people who are not particularly nice. Not good. But that's on them,
true.
Not on me.
And it's, you know, instead of, may I suggest, instead of being angry with these people and, you know, letting it get to you that way, just, you have to also have a bit of pity in the sense that, you know, what happened to this person? Why are they the way they are? Was it just a complete lack of guidance in their developmental years? Is it that they've really just made a series of bad choices in how they're going to interpret things? But, yeah, you know, we all do make choices. Life is going to throw a lot at you. You know, we're all human animals, you know, self-aware, sentient animals, but animals nonetheless with instinct and, you know, different biases towards various things. We have to fight against that, and you have to try to consciously make the choice about who you're going to be. Don't let instinct make it for you all the time. Listen to your instincts. Listen to your emotions, but don't let them rule you. That's my take.
I agree. Yeah. So tonight's just a reminder for us all. We're acknowledging, because it's very important to validate. It's important to acknowledge that we all have challenges, and it's difficult. I know I have my own. You do, Michael. Everyone here, especially those in the chat that come, we all know. You know, there are those days, and sometimes it lasts for a month. But who we are, who are you as a spiritual being visiting a body on the planet, you know, getting through a day, just, you know, as best we can. So just yeah. That's what tonight is about. It's just a reminder of do your best to pass a smile, pass a I understand comment, or I hear you, or, you know. Yeah. I get it. Sometimes even to make humor, there was, I think I've said this story before, but some time ago, happened to be in Walmart, not my favorite place to be, but there was one old guy, probably about 85, 90 years old, man. He was just sipping around with that cart. He didn't care what he bashed into, way ahead of his wife. And of course, I stepped out of the way for him, looked at his wife, and I said, "That's why I'm not married." She said, "Oh, by the time I realized it, I was stuck." She said, "I'm too old to leave now." We just had a good chuckle by ourselves, but well, way behind him. He's 10, 12 feet ahead.
At least she was laughing instead of, you know, just kind of giving you a super serious kind of dread look in her eye.
I know, and that's what was kind of funny about it. So yeah. Sometimes a little sidebar commentary out of nowhere can be fun.
And you got to be able to reflect on life. You know, calling, you know, some of the absurdity you see every day out, it when you see something absurd and you're like, "How can this be?" And you communicate that with another human being and they also say, "Yes, that is absurd." There's nothing better. And you're like, "Thank you. The universe makes a little bit more sense. That's crazy. This person agrees. All right. Fair enough."
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Anyway.
So we've come to that time. If anybody would like a card, please put your name in the chat. I would like to ask something of Dr. Mike. Would you please put your email address, if you don't mind, into the chat or email email Dr. Michael if you're not comfortable with that. Put just email Mike, Michael at
it's at a the, Dr. Michael at icmhchurch.org.
There you go. Is there any dot in there, Michael?
Nope. All one word. Okay. No dots.
All lowercase. Dr. Michael at
icmhchurch.org.
There we go. So if you'd be in touch with us, Dr. Mike, we're going to work at a time that works for you and bring you on, and we're going to talk about Roswell.
And that would be amazing.
75th anniversary.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're up for it, you can reach out to us. Let us know if that'd be something you're interested to. Obviously, we'd love to. So, yeah, we look forward to something like that. But, all right. So I've been able to fight the dogs off and, you know, not pay them too much attention so I could focus on the broadcast long enough to get to, I think, cards. And we're going to pull some inner oracle cards and some tarot cards.
All right. So I think we have Ione first, if I have this right.
All right. I'm just catching up myself, and Ione, I have number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Well, and in support of that, I have the Six of Diamonds. Now, how I'm going to see this is value for value. And what I mean by that is, even fundamentally, as we, you know, go through life, there's, you know, physical things that need to be taken care of. So yes, one planet, one destiny. But money coming to you, what you're putting out there, and seeing a more fair and equitable exchange. So if you haven't been feeling that way of the work you're doing and what you're getting in return, I feel like there's a bit of a shift here for you, so it balances out. So that, you know, one planet, one destiny, it's you're going to see how your energy has also translated to an improvement in your life. So, in other words, I think you got something good coming your way and kind of having one of those aha moments. That's good.
All right. And if I'm not mistaken, we have Dr. Edward next.
We do.
I have wild card number 4, Unknowable.
My favorite.
Such a good one. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
You know, in support of that, Edward, this is like a double whammy for Unknowable, because when I see the Fool here, which is the first card of the tarot, new beginnings, and Unknowable, new beginnings, I think you're opening a new window into your life, or it could even be a new doorway. So something new that you're going to encounter, and I feel like it's going to happen organically. In other words, just you don't have to look for it. It's just going to kind of open up. Like, oh, you end up researching something and, oh, I didn't know that existed. Or, hey, I had no idea about this group. So something new is opening up for you. And so I say just, you know, feel your intuition and go with it, because I find it very curious. Like something very curious is coming. So I like that a lot, actually.
I love that, too. Nothing like, you know, something just engaging curiosity. It's just a... Yeah. Love it. All right, we have Dr. Kevin next. And I have number 3, be who you are and walk your own path. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all the good things the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction that you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
8 of Cups, or the 8 of Hearts, in support of that, Kevin. And I do like this, that be you, just be you. You might feel like you're in the dark for a minute, like uncertain, not real clear about the direction or the goal. It's like what you had kind of planned for yourself, because it may have taken on a bit of a different shape than you intended. It's saying, be you. It's okay to walk in the dark with just a moonlight to guide you for a minute, because you're assured of reaching a destiny, and that getting to where, in other words, you're on your own energy frequency being you, and it's kind of one of those moments of synchronicity. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting to me that something really cool is about to happen to you, to be honest. I do.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
All right. Mystery is afoot.
All right. We have Audra next. Audra, I have number 28, do no harm, do right. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles.
You know, the Eight of Diamonds in support of that, Audra, is... See, I always see that symbol as learning on the job or an apprenticeship kind of thing, where practicing your craft, but you're learning more. And do no harm, do right with that. It's you may think you're doing harm or not being available to others when you want to follow your own path and do you. And you have to balance that out delicately. So I say, be the apprentice you want to be. Follow in the pathway that you want. I'm not telling you what to do by any stretch, but don't harm yourself by not following your path, because that's the right thing. But also where you're not necessarily taking away from others, but being more of you, you're contributing more to them. So the more you look after yourself, the greater you are and the more you have to give. So it's a delicate balance if you feel like you have a decision to make here, but just be you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really love the way you put that. Just, you know, being more you is going to help others. Love it.
Audra just said it actually made sense to her. So that, I'm glad. Thank you for that. All right.
Okay,
we have Jamil next, Michael.
We do. And Jamil, I have number 40, relationships. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or to the relationship of one thing to another.
You know, the Five of Clubs is... I think you might be looking for a solution to something right now, Jamil. And sometimes the solution is simpler than we think. It's not that complicated. What I want to say to you is fewer words have more impact. So I don't know where that comes from, but I hope it makes sense to you. It's a win-win in keeping it simple. So I'm kind of reminded in this moment, Dr. Kelly's preference versus principle. So if it's a matter of preference, move over. If it's principle, then you stand firm. And finding a new way of communicating. And through that, it's like success is assured. So.
All right.
Now for Jeff.
Excuse me. Sorry, just had a little sneezing fit there. All right, Jeff, I have number 13, positive consciousness. It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill towards others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude, even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary.
You know, you got the Hierophant in support of that. Jeff, I don't know why that feels familiar to me for you, but it's positive consciousness and order in your day, order in your life, in the home. It's finding that rhythm, something. Oh, Wendy says you haven't had that card before, so that's a positive consciousness anyway. It's finding that new rhythm for yourself. So if you're feeling like you're not routined enough or finding that routine, then this is the time to, you know, sit down, think about it, find the routine, a rhythm that makes you feel more like a better manager of your life. So it's be positive. How can you, you know, place things in different areas, decorate, and again, making it more you, simplifying things. So, I want to say also, Jeff, that like sitting on the edge of something and not, you know, when you're kind of on a swing set and you want to jump off, you're kind of waiting till it's at a standstill before you do that. Sometimes you just have to let it keep moving and just kind of jump off and go forward when you need to. I don't know. That's crazy visual, but take a leap.
Kind of going by instinct?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And I believe we have our card keeper, Wendy, up next. And
we do.
Just another big thank you to Wendy for what you do, keeping track of the cards for us. Always shows a special insight. And for you, I have number 7, self-mastery. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery towards the path of self-completeness.
The page of clubs in support of that, Wendy, the page of wands, and that's a communicator. Right, so self-mastery and communication. I think you're going to be asked to do more speaking, more communicating, being called upon to perhaps mediate, or it kind of reminds me of an HR department in a way, you know, where you're asked to perhaps start training sessions with people, something where you're all that you have gained and all that you've learned in yourself, you're going to be communicating that to others. So get yourself ready. Oh, she said she had that self-mastery card June 22nd. Interesting. That's great. So now this is about taking it a step further and, you know, finding your voice, communicating that way, and it's good stuff coming.
All right.
Okay, I think we have Dr. Mike is our final one tonight, mm-hmm. I think. And I see Dr. Mike has your email address now. It's written in the chat.
You got it. So hopefully we're going to be able to connect.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mike, you have my personal favorite card, wild card number 1, Paradox.
I love that card.
A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered.
Whoa, High Priestess in support of that one, Mike. You know, it's one of the things that Dr. Kelly is very clear about is staying grounded. You know, that no matter how much intuition we have or we can speculate about things, it's always to find the sense of it. And it's not to say we can't, you know, have intuitive thoughts or visions or experiences, but and not to overanalyze them either. It's about being grounded and making a presentation about and seeing both sides of things. What I see here, Mike, is you might be asked to make a presentation to somebody, and this is just asking of you to show two sides, three sides or four sides and possibilities. And some of it's theoretical, but I want to say share your own experience. That's interesting, like speak on your own behalf. Wendy says you had that paradox card on 0420, so, you know, back in April. So there we go. There's some repeats coming up. And so that High Priestess, I love that because it is heightened consciousness. It is intuitive and letting that guide you. But the paradox says make sure that it's, you know, sensible, grounded. And I don't know, I see you scribbling things on a piece of paper and drawing pictures and how things go. So I have no idea what that means. But that's a visual that just popped in my head, Mike. Hope that makes some kind of sense to you. So there we go, Michael.
All right. Well, we had some great messages there. And, you know, I just picture, you know, when you said that, you know, scribbling things down, I just picture the movie A Beautiful Mind and, you know, writing the equations and things like that. Yeah. But yeah, good discussion. You know, we didn't have a definitive topic ahead of time, but we were just kind of thinking about some things ahead of time.
Well, there's a little activity in the back. I think what we did tonight, folks, even though, like Michael said, we didn't have a definitive topic, what we have had is just kind of an open talk about reminding ourselves to be kind and, you know, show some compassion when we can. Still, we all get it. We all have our moments, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just important to breathe and walk away or, oh, take five, you know, find a fan, be in an AC.
Yeah.
things that you can do.
The pure joy that you feel when you come from, you know, a hot outside into a very cool inside that's air conditioned is just wonderful. But
I know. But hopefully we can have Dr. Mike on, if not next week, the week after, whatever works for him. But thanks, Edward says, sometimes spur of the moment just works.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Edward, because Michael and I, yeah, we're good. We can wing it.
Yeah.
We're good at that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, besides, you know, how can you have a bad conversation with Dr. Vicky? I tell you. But, you know, and it's, you know, it's just been an interesting ride down to, you know, a couple different things that I hadn't thought about in a while, which is, you know, the impact that COVID's had on our, you know, first responders, on our public health, you know, officials and people fighting the good fight. And it's always good to think about that. What kind of, you know, what kind of impact are we having when we go through our lives? And are we being kind, you know, or are we, you know, placing an additional burden on somebody unnecessarily and things like that? But, well, it has been lucky, I think, that people have apparently only tried to break into my house twice tonight. So I am grateful and joyous that Mira is keeping an eye out on things. So you don't have to chuckle at that, too.
That's all right, Michael. I've had to watch out for this marmot that's been visiting the back of my house. And, you know, although I don't like rodents very much, but, you know, marmots are an endangered, well, they're protected species, and I'm just hoping it doesn't try to make a home in the backyard because they'll have to go away and I'll have to call wildlife. And because they're very destructive. So I don't have a dog to... that's when I do miss having a dog, I must say.
Yeah, but... Well...
Anyway.
I tell you, there's nothing quite like it. Even though I love cats too. And all animals, really. But I think really the takeaway tonight, just life's going to throw a lot at you, but you have to find, you know, what is bringing you through from day to day. You know, finding those moments of joy, finding those victories, celebrating. You know, keep it going. But, well, until next week, hopefully you have a good, safe week. Dr. Mike, recovering from COVID, hope you feel better soon. And we're going to have a topic next week. Hopefully we'll have something we'll be able to announce on the Facebook group and on the email ahead of time. But any last thoughts, Dr. Vicky?
No, I just want everybody to have a great week. You know, we're heading into the end of July. Whew, you know, it's midsummer, and, you know, it's just take care of yourselves, everybody, you know, in whatever way that works for you, and be positive.
Well said. Well, thank you for joining us, and until we catch up next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.